Episode number 27, Stephen Daniel. Welcome to In It to Win It. This is Stevie B.
And Dan G.
Dan G. We got commodities are in the house. That's the subject, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Hedging against inflation.
Yes. The ultimate hedge. The ultimate hedge. Daniel and I are going to be sharing some graphs here. If you'd get a lot of benefit by seeing exactly what we're talking about, click on the link in the show notes to YouTube. That'll take you straight over there, and then you can visually see what we're talking about. Do us a favor, hit the like button, subscribe, and that helps the algorithm that that gets the word out. How's Chacho doing? Have you stepped in any little Chachos lately?
No.
Lawn sausages?
Lawn sausages. Yeah, no. Yeah, not too many bombs. Yeah, it seems like every single time I step in one of those, I get some money though. So
really?
Yeah, it's a thing.
That's nice.
But I can't do it on purpose though.
It's got to be by accident.
Yeah, every single time I step in dog poop, for some reason, I get money. I don't know. Old Chinese myth. I don't know, but it works for me.
You know what I could do is maybe I could, before I come over next time, I could just gather some lawn sausages and kind of strategically place them around and lead you around and hopefully, but you'd have to step in it without knowing.
No, it's just I have to not know.
Okay.
But I just magically get a check in the mail. If something, I get something.
Somehow always you make get money something. When you step a dog
sometimes, poop. Some reason, I took notice to it like some years ago. And I don't step in it often, but when I do, it's a good day.
It's a profitable day.
It's a profitable. Well, it doesn't necessarily happen that day. It's usually, it could take within a few days, though. I notice it's like a 72-hour period.
Yeah.
It never fails. You know.
Okay. Commodities. If you go back to episode number 19, interview with John Williams of Shadow Stats. If he's right, then we're losing 13.5% to inflation this year. So any asset that we're invested in that doesn't get us at least that, we're losing purchasing power and we're actually becoming poorer. So we got to invest in a sector that gives us more than 13.5%. How do we do that? People are noticing, I think everyone is noticing, is that prices seem to be going up. But our argument is that although, yeah, the number pricing is increasing, what's happened is they printed so much extra currency that since
paper.
So they printed so much paper that, of course, there's a bigger currency supply now. So prices have to go up. It's not the prices that are actually going up. It's the value of the dollar that's going down.
Kind of like Venezuela?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like
Venezuela. A wheelbarrow of cash for a hot dog?
Right? Yes. We saw this before in the early 1900s. I think it was from like 1919 to 1936 or 38 from Weimar, Germany, the Weimar Republic. They inflated the currency so much so that... eventually it just went away. So if we may not be heading to that, hopefully they figure something out before it gets to that point. But how can we, I guess the sad thing is that most Americans around the world are probably going to repeat the same mistake of the people of Weimar Germany, and they're going to make the mistake of saving in the devalued currency. In other words, in our scenario, American dollars, and not putting it in something that is, likely to be the inverse of that. Does that make sense?
100 commodities.
Yeah. So our goal is that you will be the savvy investor, one of the few of them that is not going to follow that pattern and be a recipient of the wealth transfer instead of a victim of it. So how do we make more than 13.5% this year? You and I believe that's going to be in commodities, the commodity super cycle. The price of goods are going to increase with inflation. And if you pick the right commodity and the right company, they'll make even more. So hedge against inflation. I think a good hedge would be paid for real estate. You just collect rent. Another good hedge would be if you have a rental and it's on a 30-year fixed mortgage, right? And as inflation increases, you increase the rent with that. And the lender, the bank, is the one that's not making out on that because you're stuck at that 3%, but inflation is going up much faster than that.
Yeah. Well, we can see that with rents already too.
Oh, so. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, rentals, I've increased the rent and I'm like, I can't believe that it has gone up.
You're like, really?
Much.
Can I really get that much? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's impressive. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a look at a few of these graphs. I'm going to share my screen here.
Get into some commodities.
Get into some commodities. Okay, so here's just an example of what we're looking at here. This is the stock Apple. Okay, so we got a nice, neat. We're gonna kind of focus on this long term graph right here. So this each one of these little bars is a month in time. Okay, so back here in 1985, it was probably trading around $1 or something. We're screaming up at $148 right now. Just take a look at that graph. Here's another one.
Is that sustainable?
Is that sustainable? Right.
Yeah.
Let's take a look. This is Amazon. Yeah. I know a lot of everyone's in Amazon. And just take a look. Does that look sustainable? Here's Google. I got in and out here and made, almost 100% in just a few months. Does that look sustainable?
No, that's right. Not sustainable.
Here's Netflix. How's that look right there? Is that something you want to buy? Microsoft. Look at that. It looks like a skateboard ramp that just goes off into infinity, doesn't it? And look at the time scale on this. This is like back from the mid 80s all the way up to where we are today. It is just cracking.
Yeah, and that look where it's started to really take off, which is like 2012-13,
Yep. Tesla, everyone's favorite one. Let's see. This graph starts at 2000.
To the moon. to the moon.
Look at that.
To the moon.
Impressive. Here's the S&P 500.
A lot of people.
So this is kind of more. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So a lot of these that we're mentioning here, you may be invested in with your pensions, your 401ks, your Roth IRAs, and you might not even know it. So, I think it would be wise to go through those things and look and see what am I actually invested in. Here's the Qs. This is basically, you can think of it as like a blue, like, how would you put it? Like computers, software, stuff like that, a conglomeration of a bunch of companies like that. Okay, here's the dot-com boom in 2000. And look, it took until, what is that? 15, 16 years later to even get back to that same level. Okay, now look at where we are now. If we go through that same cycle, how long will it be before we get back up to where we are now? Right? In the dot-com boom, all right up there, 122, way over here, 2016, 16 years. All right, now let's look on the flip side of the coin. Let's look at a few commodities, okay? Now, we are not financial advisors. Okay.
Nor do we recommend you buying any.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We're just telling you what, generally speaking, what we're doing. We do have a couple of these that we're going to show you. Our entry points are going to be different than yours because we've already got them. These are just examples and maybe we're trying to point you in the right direction, or at least what we believe is the right direction. You do what you want.
Lead you to the water.
Yes. Okay, here's a gold mining company, right? So we can gold commodity. Look at the bull run right here in 2008. Look at it again up here, 2011. And boom, it went down around when the other ones were starting to go up. So if you can transfer your currency, your money, your investment from some of those previous ones we've mentioned into ones like this, you can basically ride a perpetual graph all the way up, depending on the time frame. Does that make sense? So this, I guess what we're saying is it looks to be beneficial to enter somewhere around this area of the graph than it would this area, right?
Yeah. And also too, Steve, this is kind of, we're kind of getting at is, a lot of these commodities kind of have an inverse relationship.
Yes. Yeah. So when the SPY, the S&P 500 is doing well, these ones that we're listing, generally speaking, do not. And when the SPY does not do well, these commodities generally do, right? So when this one starts to turn and go down, or before then, you can transfer into some of these other ones, or there's many others that we've got. We just wanted to pick a few that kind of illustrated the point. You know, you can move it from all there. It's not like money or wealth is going to go away. What rich people do is they just move it from one thing to another, right?
It's all bait and switch.
Yeah. The S&P 500 and the Qs and Tesla and everything have been amazing for the last, what, decade or so.
Yeah.
What if that period ends, right? Are you prepared for that? Okay, here's another great commodity that I think is a great buy. Not necessarily this fund, but this is just to illustrate the point. Look at, 2011 again. Okay, are we seeing a pattern? 2011 went down for 10 years, and now we've just started to go up the last year or so.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a company that does steel, all right? When do you think that was? Oh, look, 2008. Oh, when was that? 2011. Right? It's just been tanking since then. And now in the last year or so, this one's been going back
making
up.
Making a big, it's got a big run. Quick note on these, a lot of this steel stuff like CLF, US Steel, they're starting to use hydrogen as opposed to coal to call it green steel. This is one of those companies that is actually doing that. So, you know, just kind of future production stuff. Kind of myself into a little bit more of the, you know, for this particular commodity, you know, I think hydrogen, you know, is the future, and they're starting to use that, and they call it green steel is what they call it. So there's a lot of these companies, steel companies now, that are doing this. This is one of the companies, by the way.
Interesting. Okay, cool. Green steel.
Yeah, I know. Green steel, right? The man of steel, green steel. Okay, green steel. Cool. Yeah, some kind of Superman steel stuff.
Yes. Okay, here's an agricultural fund, right? So another commodity.
Another form of a commodity.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. What dates do we see here as far as the bull runs? Bull runs, remember, are ones that are going up. 2008 and shocking, 2011. Okay.
Oh my God, did it just go down? Did that go down too? Oh my God.
Oh, I can't believe it went all the way down for what? 10 years. Right. And then the last year here, it's been starting to go up. There's a lot more room on this graph, I believe, for this thing to continue on an upward trend than there is on our friend Apple over here to continue on a trend, or Tesla. Right? Okay. Here's
Steve, I think we're seeing a pattern.
I believe we're seeing a pattern, sir.
Ah, okay, cool. Just want to make that clear.
Yes. Shocking.
Very shocking.
Okay, here's another one. This is a group of commodities. It's an index, okay? It's, again, not recommending any of this. It's just to illustrate a point.
Yeah, don't buy it.
Yeah.
But we will.
Okay, so right here. 2008, look at that. So here's the graph going up, went down, then 2011. Look at where the other high point is, right here. Okay, then since then, it's been going down, following the same pattern on the graph, starting to go up, right? Another one that you and I like a lot is uranium, right? You know, people are either going to have to decide between, you know, do you want to be green and they can't make enough windmills, or do you want to keep the lights on and allow a nuclear power plant? Right? Which one do you want? Because you don't get both. Okay, right here, 2011, okay? And it's just been taking a dump. And then right here, we got a nice little double bounce over several year time, and we're starting an uptrend.
Yeah.
We're not saying that this can't go back down and just stay, but I would rather bet on something at this end of the graph down here than on where it looks to me like Tesla and Google and all this other stuff is way up here, right?
Yeah. Steve, are we looking at a monthly graph on this, or is this a weekly graph? Just so people kind of get a small
idea. Is a monthly graph. So every one of these bars is a month.
Okay.
So yeah, way back here, 2011, way up here, 2011
And
or
so people
2021.
know the graphs can kind of look the same, but for people who don't know, we can monitor these graphs from yearly, monthly, all the way down to the minutes to
Yeah,
seconds,
down to
basically.
seconds
So
essentially.
yeah, but they all look the same. We're just looking at them and for different reasons in these windows, but these are just pictures in time, basically. So
Yeah, this is a visual representation of what the price has done. That's all this is. And what Daniel and I have learned through Randall is basically, generally speaking, good times and good setups and good points to buy these at. But what we're talking here, at least for this show, is over the next, I don't know, 3 to 10 years. What do you think, Daniel? However long this commodities cycle runs,
I
this
really
is a
like this.
long-term bet. Okay, this is not like buy today and sell next month. You know, everyone at ADD now just wants to just click buy and sell. But this is, I think.
Well, the AAGF, is that the stock? That
Oh,
one
that's the
sold.
one we got recently. That
That one did.
AAGFF, Aftermath Silver.
That
Yeah, that's
shot
kind of a neat
up.
optionality play. In other words, if the sector generally does well, that stock should do quite well. And Daniel and I bought that one when silver was down around $22. Today it's up to 24. So if you were to buy into a silver ETF, you probably made $2 a share if you're able to get a 22, it went up 24. This one is a complete what's the word, exaggeration of that. And it so yeah, that one's been quite nice.
So just to let people know, look, you don't have you I mean you can buy stocks. I mean, you can still make money in gold and silver and not have to physically buy it, but I personally like both.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think you should have a physical position. That's your foundation. That's your safety net. And then you can really leverage these things by watching the gold and the silver spot price and betting on certain mining sectors or developers or explorers. You and I don't really have time to research all those. So we simply pay Jordan to do it for us, and we subscribe to his service and we take his advice.
It's
So that's
working out
another thing
really
too, is if
well.
you're really into lithium and you believe that lithium is going to take off, another commodity, pay some subscription service of a guy that studies it 40 hours a week and he'll do the work for you. You know, I guess what we're saying is that, you know, if you have a lot of your retirement funds or pensions or whatever tied up into some of these things that you have no idea what, because they've been doing so well for 10 to 12 years, you haven't had to think about it.
Well, didn't you have some coworkers, Steve, that you had a conversation with at the I don't know, your barbecue, well, all firemen barbecue for some reason, but I don't know, something to do with fire. I don't know, just saying.
Something to do with
Yeah.
dumpster
I've never met a fire chief that doesn't know how to barbecue. That would be
probably don't
weird.
exist.
They don't exist. Yeah.
No.
So anyways, my point here is you're having a conversation with some fellow people, right? And they were like, they didn't know where their 401s, they just didn't know where this money was going or whatever.
They
They're
had no
probably
idea.
in,
No idea.
yeah, they could be
Yeah.
like 50% in all this tech stuff. And it's like, they just, to the wind.
Most of them, I helped them set up their portfolio a few years ago. And okay, here's the S&P 500. I helped them set it up. We got into this around here, and it's been performing amazing over the last few years. I think that cycle is changing. You know, we could be wrong. This could just continue to just completely go up. But I think it's more likely that some of these other ones. Here's another uranium one here. What year do you think that is? Oh, shocking.
What year? Let me see. Give me
2011,
two guesses. Oh,
right?
God.
It was either 08 or 2000, and this
I
graph only goes
know.
back to 2010. So, but I would rather purchase something at this end of the graph than at this spiky end here. That's where you want to sell.
That's just common sense.
I think so. You know, I mean, my brother's not a graph reader, but he saw the same thing I did. Anyhow, that I think is, I don't know, were we pretty clear on that? I think.
No, this is very clear. It's kind of a general, I mean, we're not getting into the finer points of it, but I think it's just a good generalization of you know, whatever you're in now, really think about either moving some stuff over and playing the other side.
Yeah.
You know, and hedging, you know, we're trying to hedge ourselves against, you know, inflation. And we're not saying, hey, you know, everybody's, I know a lot of people have said over the last year, you know, everybody kind of thinks that the, you know, the crash stock market, well, something's going to happen, a correction, who knows, but you know, it will happen. We just don't know when. Right. So let's start preparing for that, you know, with some stuff. Let's start hedging against inflation, hedging against maybe a little bit of a correction. You know, I'm not saying get out of everything, you know, we're just saying, hey, look at this stuff, you know, and hedge something, you know, it's like, you should own, I don't know, one piece of gold, you know, it's just good to have.
It's
not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt you.
No. And the great thing about that is if we're wrong, they could go back and turn in that piece of gold or silver for currency. So
it's not going to lose.
It's the insurance plan that is the ultimate insurance plan, because either way you get your currency back. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I think you made a good point. I think, you know, we're just trying to insure ourselves, you know, as much as possible, you know, and just, you know, we're trying to put the, you know, a little bit of earthquake and flood insurance on our house now, you know?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so, we don't know when this insurance plan will pay for itself. It could be 3, 5, 10, 20 years. We just know that it will pay for itself.
Yeah.
So exactly. why not get it now instead of being caught with your pants down when they don't have any?
I mean, we don't, it doesn't rain in California, but I know it's going to rain at some point. I can't tell you when, because every single time they say it's going to rain, it just never rains.
Yeah.
But it's going to rain.
Yes. There will be an earthquake.
And there's going to be an earthquake too. Yes. And I have that insurance.
Yes, I do too. That's a $500 a year that just goes out, and hopefully I never have to use it.
Yeah, I don't want to use it.
No, I don't either.
But
I
it is there.
So, yeah. Yes. Right cool. on. Well, if hope you guys got something out of that. If you want to invest in precious metals, you can buy them where Daniel and I do, over at Andy Scheckman with Miles Franklin. Email him, andy@milesfranklin.com. Tell him Steve and Daniel sent you, and he will give you the best price on precious metals in the country, guaranteed. Hope you got something out of this. Go to stevebartonmoney.com for more, and we will talk to you next week.